You're listening to CITR Radio, and we have a surprise phone caller here today.
Yeah.
Caller, who are you?
I'm Chris from Nirvana.
The rock group Nirvana.
The rock band Nirvana.
Why are you in Vancouver tonight, Nirvana?
Because we have a show.
Is this your first show in Vancouver?
No.
Of course not. You played the last time you were with Sonic Youth.
Right on, man.
Yeah, we played with Sonic Youth, and then we played before, too, with Tad, the band Tad.
And so this is your third time in Vancouver, British Columbia, then?
Right on, brother.
Now, the rock band Nirvana from Seattle, Washington?
Anna. We're from Tacoma and Olympia.
Tacoma, home of the Girl Trouble?
Home of Girl Trouble Sonics.
Inspector Love?
White Trash.
Inspector Love and the Ride Me Babies?
Ah, whatever.
So when you were hearing you were coming to Vancouver, British Columbia again, Mr. Nirvana Chris? Mr.
Yeah.
Nirvana Chris?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do many guys in Sub Pop bands have the name Chris?
No, I don't know.
How many are there Chris's should I say Geffen bands now?
Yeah, Geffen bands.
What are some Chris's in Geffen bands?
Axel's real name is Chris. Slash's real name is Chris. Cher's real name is Chris.
John Auer from the Posies,
His name is Chris.
So are you getting, being Nirvana, you've been linked up together with the big friends, the Posies.
Yeah, right on.
Who are Bleach?
Who are Bleach? Well, Bleach has many uses, household type thing. You know, you could clean things with it, and you can mix it with ammonia and totally pass out and see God. You know?
No, Nirvana, it's been quoted that the screaming trees like Nirvana. Do Nirvana like the screaming trees?
We love those guys. We love those guys a lot.
So it's going to be such a good show tonight that people are going to be turned away at the door.
That's too bad. I hope not, you know. I'm praying for each and one of those souls. I mean, we're having a prayer circle outside. We're hanging our heads and just saying, God, if you're going to pull through, let everybody in. Because, you know.
Who are the Doughboys?
They're these guys from Montreal, Canada. And
No, is it true that you met them the other night? They told me that you met them the other night.
Yeah, that's right, in Calgary, Alberta.
And you had a coffee with them?
No, we smoked hash in the hotel room.
Are drugs bad, Nirvana?
No. Drugs are the key. Remember the burning bush and Moses? Ha-ha! Everything else is just cruising.
As I said earlier, did Moses spill his seed?
I don't know, man. You know, the seed of love, you know, plant the seed of love and you watch the tree grow, right?
So when you were hearing you were coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, what was the first thought that popped into your mind? Wow, gee, we'll be headlining us, Nirvana, that's great.
No.
We're headlining?
Screaming Trees are headlining.
But, I mean, was that you knew that?
Canadian beer, all right.
And that's good.
High alcohol content.
How about have you ever been to the Commodore Ballroom before?
Never,
ever. Have you been in there yet?
Yes, I have.
How would you describe it to the listeners?
Springing and spranging. You can jump up and down. When you pogo, if everybody, pogos collectively, the whole floor, just because this floor is like a springy floor, it's amazing.
Is there a word that Nirvana likes to hear when they're playing?
Yeah, fuck you. And,
it's a constant stream of that?
No, we get... What do we like to hear? Anything, really. We like to hear your comments. So write to Nirvana, P.O. Box, blah, blah, blah.
You don't have... Where's your P.O. Box?
It's on the back of the record.
But the record's out.
Yeah, Bleach record.
No, the brand new Geffen record?
Coming out in June or July.
Now, isn't there a Vancouver band that's going to be on Geffen?
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of bands on Geffen. Why the hell did we even go there?
Isn't there a Vancouver band going to be on Geffen? A band that you just love the ashes of, don't you?
Who?
You know those guys from that band Slow from Vancouver? Their new band Copyright? Aren't they going to be on Geffen, Chris of Nirvana?
I don't know, man. I don't keep tabs on Geffen.
You don't keep tabs on your label mates?
Well, we're new to the place, and we're just kind of assimilating ourselves and don't want to step on any toes or anything. And we're talking good about anybody, whether we like them or not, because that's the kind of the way the industry goes, brother, you know? So, hey, we'll do lunch tomorrow, and,
when you learned about this bill, who gets the sound check first? Screaming Trees? Nirvana? You know, Doughboys?
Oh, leave that to the sound men, man. People get paid to worry about that stuff, you know? I just kind of show up and do what I gotta do, you know what I mean?
And what could that be? What sort of vintage instruments do you play?
Oh, man. Well, we're gonna have a total spread in guitar world. It's just going to be for me. I'm going to be on the cover of it. It's going to be the vintage instruments of Chris Novoselic, and where I'm going to be playing a classic collectible guitar worth $10,000.
A Hofner Batman type looking guitar.
Yeah, there you go. With all these Vegematic knobs on it, and built-in fuzz.
So really, now what is Vancouver known for, Chris of Nirvana?
Oh, what is Vancouver known for? Lover Boy. No left-hand turn lanes.
And you ask me what is Seattle?
Expo
86, invite the world. The invitation
right.
Still stands. That's why you're coming back. And now ask me what is Seattle known for? Ask me.
Most livable city in the United States.
No, ask me.
Oh, what's Seattle known for?
Say, what's Seattle known for, Nardwar?
What's Seattle known for, Nardwar?
Seattle's known for Queensryche.
Queensryche?
Yeah. Are they?
That's right, yeah.
Or is that totally wrong?
I forgot about those guys. Yeah, whatever, you know. Everything could be put into perspective.
And what are Queensryche doing today?
I don't know. Singing their songs of love and hope and charity. And they're talking straight to you and me.
And what are Loverboy doing today?
They're doing the same thing. Well, I heard that they've moved to... They've adapted a monastery or whatever.
Actually, you can buy Loverboy postcards in L.A. In L.A.
Really?
In L.A. L.A. Vancouver.
You know
now,
anybody who has like a Mike Reno headband?
I know where Mike Reno lives. He lives in West Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
No way.
You can go to his house and say, Mike Reno, Mike Reno, Mike Reno, Mike Reno. And when he comes out of the driveway, I was yelling, Paul Dean, Paul Dean, Paul Dean, Paul Dean, Paul Dean. And it was really Mike Reno. And I yelled over to him, I said, were you in Loverboy? I said, were you in Loverboy? And he yelled back, what do you mean, were? He's still in Loverboy. Mike Reno.
Damn right. See, was a faux pas that he shouldn't... Can't, you know, he probably will never forgive you.
And you know what, Chris of Nirvana?
What?
You know what, Paul Dean of Loverboy?
Yeah.
The guitarist, Paul Dean from Vancouver?
Uh-huh.
Managed by Bruce Allen, who's been on this very phone line that you've been on. Bruce Allen? Bruce Allen from Vancouver? Paul Dean of Loverboy said, keyboards are sort of like condoms. You should only use them when you have to. Did Nirvana share that sentiment?
Whatever. Yeah, we do.
Or would you say, Chris, of...
We use them like diaphragms. We just, like, leave them in for a few days at a time.
Or would you say, Chris of Nirvana, would you say that a second guitar is sort of like condoms? You only need them when you have to?
No, we might pick up a second guitar player. We had one for a while.
And what happened to him?
Oh, long story. Soundgarden.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, I guess he's a nice guy.
So you come into Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is the start of a worldwide
yeah.
domination? Domination?
That's right. We're going to rule the world. We're going to have a corporate headquarters on Madison Avenue in New York City. I'm going to have this giant desk. And my three-piece.
Do you get a week? Now, how do you get paid when you're a rock star? Does Geffen mail you a check weekly or daily?
Oh, you just have your manager, like, screw money out of him.
Who's
you know, my dinner's ready. What's your name, Hobnar?
Nardwar. Actually, could you...
I'm holding up the phone.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that there, Mr. Chris and Nirvana. Two things. First, can you do a little lyrical sampling for the people out there in radio
land?
Well,
what do you want me to say?
Well, do some Nirvana tune, just quick.
Okay. La 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 la. Dee dee pa pa. How's that?
That's pretty good. And now, can you tell me what you know about Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
He's short, and he has a funny haircut.
And now introduce this next segment for you. Say, Nardwar will now ask Flea and the heavy metal panel some questions.
Nardwar will now ask Flea and the heavy metal panel some questions.
Thanks so much, Nirvana.
God bless you, Nardwar.
And keep on rocking food.
I can smell the food right now.
And make sure that people yell at you in the audience.
Right on.
People should yell what at you?
Whatever. Peace, pop, microdot.
No, that's not true. You're supposed to yell what?
Woo-hoo, rock on, dude.
No, that's not what you said before. People are supposed to yell, what at you?
What's your home phone number? No, they're supposed to yell, someone's in your van. I gotta really go, man. They're eating, and I'm...
You're supposed to say, supposed to yell, fuck you at you. You said that earlier.
Who said that? Oh, what, no. Are you putting words in my mouth?
No, I'm not,
I'm
sorry.
This shit. You know what? Why don't you just fuck off and die?
Oh,